Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows in the low 50s. Full forecast details are coming up. Interim Racine Mayor Dennis Weiser, ahead of today's special election that will replace him within a few weeks, offered a short and to-the-point 2018 budget message last night, starting with, "To borrow a line from an old commercial, the city is not your father's Oldsmobile." Weiser talked about changes made to better coordinate efforts by departments on big projects. The newly launched Build Up Racine Development website is a one-stop shop for business and more transparency on project funding efforts.
We have new policies to ensure that as we use tax increments for funding large projects, they are managed in the best interest of the city and our taxpayers. We are moving toward long-term strategic planning, starting with this year's 10-year capital improvement budget.
For the city to grow with landlocked borders, Mayor Weiser said it boils down to net new construction. The 2018 proposed general fund budget, said Weiser, will include added staffing in some areas with the goal of continuing to provide or increase service levels, while compensation will be based on the council-approved recommendations in a consultant study. The budget review process will continue as the council's committee of the whole starts going through each department, leading to a public hearing November 30th and a final vote November 7th. The Racine Interfaith Coalition is offering free rides to the polls for City of Racine residents to vote in today's special election for mayor. The phone number is 262-635-9532. The polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. The Sturtevant Village Board at the start of tonight's 6 o'clock meeting will get the 2018 budget proposal from Administrator Mary Cole. Aside from joint dispatch, the Burlington Common Council agenda tonight, after the 6:30 Committee of the Whole, will consider a resolution to secure a note for $1.4 million to cover repairs from the July flooding. Caledonia Village President Bob Bradley submitted a letter of resignation Monday, effective November 6th, and made his decision public at last night's Board of Trustees meeting, with a simple reason of wanting to enjoy retirement, a taste of which he got many months ago with an extended leave to travel with his wife. The 67-year-old Bradley joined the board in 2007 as a trustee and 4 years ago defeated then-Village President Ron Coots, running on a platform of wanting to see the extension of sewer and water service to the interstate for development, which became a reality. As for the upcoming vacancy, once Bradley leaves, it's up to the trustees. When Bradley was away on his extended vacation, the board agreed to Kevin Wongard taking over on a temporary basis. Whomever is chosen, that person will serve as village president until April of 2019, filling out the rest of Bradley's term. The Racine Unified School District bought the old Curtin Clinic building at 2333 Northwestern Avenue to house various alternative education programs, along with the Racine Employee Health and Wellness Clinic, and now the building has an official new name. Jonah Hosa is a ninth grader with the SCO program who suggested the name Community Pathways Campus, according to Assistant Director Brian Wright, noting both students and staff at the building provided their ideas.
And we think this is an outstanding way of getting our kids involved and a great connection between what's going on in our district and our community. So we think that's going to be a pathway leading us, all of our students, to success.
Jonah was told as he gets older and goes by that building, he can think back with pride that his suggested name is what will be on the sign out front. The school board unanimously supported the name Community Pathways Campus for the Northwestern Avenue building. The principal at Jefferson Lighthouse School in Racine is on leave for allegedly bringing a knife to school. The Journal Times, quoting a police report, says police were called to the school after another employee said Principal Heidi Williams showed him the knife, saying she carried it for protection. Asked about the incident by Racine Unified administrators, Williams turned over the knife. She has not been charged in connection with the incident, which is being reviewed by the district attorney's office. A letter was sent home to Jefferson Lighthouse parents Monday about the change in school leadership, but not the reason. Funding transfers for two park projects won the approval of the Kenosha City Council at last night's meeting. Aldermen approved the transfer of $220,000 from the stormwater utility budget to the capital improvement plan to complete the dredging of the Lincoln Park Lagoon. The work stopped recently when the project turned out to be bigger than expected and ran out of money. So far, about 9,000 cubic yards of sediment have been removed. A contract for nearly $331,000 with A.W. Oaks and Sons of Racine to finish the job was also approved. The council also voted to use $159,000 left over after Kennedy Drive was repaved to fund work on Simmons Island. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.